With the patenting real, and a patent it took, and a number of other appliances. And the 35th cast, which he found was the last, it was figured as close as a decimal, brought suddenly out of the water a trout of measurements infinitesimal. This fish had a way that would win him a place in the best and most polished society, and he looked at the fisherman full in the face with a visible air of anxiety. He murmured, "Alas!" from his place in the grass, and then when he twisted and wriggled, he remarked in a pet that his heart was upset and digestion all higgledy-piggledy. "I request," he observed, "to be instantly flung once again in the pool I've been living in." The fisherman said, "You will tire out your tongue. Do you see any signs of my giving in? Put you back in the pool, why, you fatuous fool. I have eaten much smaller and thinner fish. You're not salmon or sole, but I think on the whole you're a fairly respectable dinner fish." The fisherman's cook tried her hand on the trout, and with various verbs she embellished him. He was lovely to see, and there isn't a doubt that the fisherman's family relished him, and to prove that they did, both his wife and his kid devoured the trout with much eagerness, avowing no dish could compare with that fish, notwithstanding his singular meagerness. And the moral, you'll find, is although it is kind to grant favors that people are wishing for, still, a dinner you'll lack if you chance to throw back in the pool little trout that you're fishing for. If they're pleading you spurn, you will serve.